When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight. So there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
This is WWJ All Local.
Two Dearborn police officers have been shot. WWJ's Luke Sloan is joining us live from the investigation scene. Luke.
Chris, the scene right now at the corner of Inkster and Van Born, directly on the border of Romulus and Taylor. People here actually tell me they call this the Four Corners because each one of the intersection corners is a different jurisdiction. But right now, it's Romulus where the Sitco gas station is and where Dearborn police were around 2:30 this morning when two Dearborn officers were shot while trying to take a suspect into custody in the parking lot of this gas station. Now, the officers were rushed to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect was also shot in what appears to be a shootout between the suspect and the officers. That suspect is in critical condition and fighting for their life. This is a very active investigation. The entire gas station is roped off with yellow caution tape. There are dozens upon dozens of yellow evidence markers on the ground indicating shell casings. And right now, Inkster Road is shut down at Van Born, though Van Born has opened back up. A lot of people walking by here usually go to this gas station in the morning to get their coffee or begin their day. That includes Austin Singstack. He owns an auto shop just about a block south of here. He says he's never seen anything like this around here before, and he feels shocked.
And like I said, it's pretty crazy. Like I said, you don't ever really see, you know, police shootings around here like this, you know, where there's multiple officers and multiple different agencies down here. And like I said, hopefully they are okay. You know, it's very sad, very crazy.
Now, as we've been reporting all morning, Chris, the details of this active investigation have very much been developing, and we're going to head to WWJ's Charlie Langton. Now, I understand that Charlie is outside the hospital and has an update on these two Dearborn police officers who were shot. Charlie.
Yeah, thank you, Luke. Yeah, I do have some update just in now to WWJ. The two Dearborn police officers have been released from the hospital just moments ago. We're just learning this information. The two police officers were in plain clothes. They were following up, attempting to make an arrest of a male suspect who committed some kind of a crime earlier in that day. It was early morning in Dearborn. The crime was committed in Dearborn. We're not sure what the crime was. However, at the gas station, they were were shot by the suspect. Then those two officers were taken to the hospital. They were treated and released. Now, the officers did return fire, hitting the suspect. That suspect was taken to Cornwall Hospital. That suspect is in critical condition at this hour from those gunshots, and that suspect, he does remain in the hospital. Dearborn Police are going to have more information later this morning at a press conference. Stay with WWJ for that. Reporting live here in Dearborn at the hospital, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
A teenager has been hospitalized after a shooting on Detroit's west side. That happened around 6 p.m. yesterday on Fielding near Warren Avenue. Detroit police say the teen was taken to the hospital in stable condition. At this time, not much information is known. Police didn't say what happened or if a suspect is in custody. Anyone with information asked to call Detroit police or Crime Stoppers. Just announced by the DEA Detroit, millions of doses of the deadly drug fentanyl have been taken off the street. WWJ's Taylor Dietz, live with more. Taylor.
Yeah, Chris, good morning. That would be 8.5 million deadly doses during the DEA's most recent campaign to crack down on illicit drugs coming into the country. The bust also included meth, meth pills, coke, and marijuana. Special agent in charge Joseph Dixon says fentanyl is extremely potent and is regularly mixed into other drugs.
Fentanyl is dangerous because the cartel's sole purpose is to profit off the loss of American lives. Fentanyl is found trace amounts in a multitude of illicit drugs. It goes back to our earlier conversation when we talked about having a conversation and that one pill can kill. No one should be ordering a pill off the internet.
Dixon says the announcement comes because today is National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. He says the best prevention is conversation.
Bring awareness to fentanyl and its dangers, as well as counterfeit pills that are being sold off the internet. Having these conversations allows for no more empty seats at our table and no more empty bedrooms that our families and loved ones have to walk by.
The recent bust was conducted in Michigan, Ohio, and Northern Kentucky and led to 176 arrests, $2.6 million in cash seized, and other assets. Reporting live, Taylor Dietz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Safety is top of mind for Michigan officials as students head back to school. Michigan State Police say that students should continue to utilize the OK2Say tip line for anything from harassment, bullying, and school threats. Attorney General Dana Nessel says that students often know what's happening in their schools long before the adults do. If you know of a threat of violence against your community, call 911 immediately. Some students are already back in school. Others begin on Monday, including Detroit Public Schools, Dearborn Public Schools, and Rochester Community Schools. What is DROP? Well, it could help residents here in Michigan in the near future.
DROP stands for the Delete, Request, and Opt-Out Platform, and the free program launched for residents only in California on August 1st. Now, DROP allows consumers to limit and even eliminate the information data brokers can collect and sell about them by creating a profile and then allowing residents to choose the information that those brokers can use. Officials in California believe the DROP program will limit the amount of spam, including unwanted texts and calls that will be received by residents, and will also provide another layer of safety for your data, like your social security number and your driver's license number, as brokers will be forced to delete residents' data every 45 days starting in November. Now, if this program is successful in California, other states, including Michigan, could take up similar legislation in the foreseeable future. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers.
Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
A celebration will be held later this morning at Ferris State University as it has a grand opening for its residence hall that comes with a pretty cool view. WWJ's Beth Fisher has more in this live report. And Beth, I don't know that I recall hearing about dorms that have this kind of view.
No.
Anywhere.
Not in our time.
No.
The residence hall has great views overlooking Top Taggart Field, which is the home of the four-time NCAA D2 national champion football team. This is the only residence hall that's attached to a football stadium in Michigan. The $38 million residence hall wraps around the football stadium just beyond the north end zone. Students will be able to watch football games from their rooms and lounges on each floor of the four-story dorm. It has room for nearly 300 students. And Chris, you know, I was thinking this will be great when it's, you know, really cold and snowing out.
Yeah.
You can just stay in your room and have a big party and watch the game.
Oh, I don't know if they have parties at Ferris State. I'll have to double check that.
I think you went there. So. Yeah. Of course they did.
I know the answer.
Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meanwhile, a horse owner wants her horses back. Oakland County Animal Control removed 38 horses from the High Vibe trail rides in Milford after receiving complaints about the animals' care and possible mistreatment. The stable owner is now fighting the seizure and has filed a lawsuit, arguing that the horses were healthy and had access to food, water, and shelter. The county says they are still investigating.
Ready, set, school. Back to school coverage on News Radio 950 WWJ.
As high school student athletes head back to school, some may be thinking about earning money based off their likeness given the new rules.
Back in January, the Michigan High School Athletic Association approved the expansion of personal branding activities for student athletes, aka NIL. This allowed them to capitalize on their athletic careers financially. What did the numbers look like across the 200,000-plus athletes around the state?
We've just over 150 deals approved. Of those deals, Jeremy, almost none of them have involved money. They've almost all been in-kind or product-type deals.
That's MHSAA Executive Director Mark Yule. More often than not, those deals didn't lead to direct cash, though.
For example, a student posts about the local pizza place on their Instagram. They get a free pizza once a week. They post about the barber shop, get a free haircut once a month. Post about a certain clothing line, and you use this code when you buy this, I get a hooded sweatshirt from that company. Almost all of the deals have been very low level. Only a couple of them have involved any kind of real money.
As of now, all those deals need to be approved by the MHSAA, but Yule says they may consider setting a threshold in the future. Jeremy Otto, WWJ News Radio 950.
The Detroit Lions fans getting their chance to see the team in action tomorrow. It's a noon kickoff against the Commanders, and WWJ's Brendan Shabath is live with a preview. Brendan.
Yeah, Chris, what we can expect for the Lions preseason game tomorrow down at Ford Field. Josh Dobbs will be your starting quarterback for Detroit. Dan Campbell said yesterday he will split equal reps with fellow backup quarterback Luke Altmyer, who looked decent in the Lions' first preseason game against the Bengals. Do not expect to see Jared Goff tomorrow. Dan Campbell already said he's not going to play. We should see some other starters. That announcement came earlier in the week that Dan Campbell will likely play more starters in this second one, but likely not Sam Laporta. He's dealing with a bit of a hip injury, Campbell said yesterday. Team feels good about it long term, but no definitive timeline for his return. Also, defensive back Ennis Rakestraw left practice yesterday with a non-contact leg injury. He did walk off under his own power. I would be surprised if he is out there tomorrow. We will not hear from Lions personnel today, as they only have a walkthrough, no media availability. Kickoff tomorrow is at noon at Ford Field. You can hear it over on our sister station, 97.1. Reporting live, I'm Brendan Shabath, WWJ News Radio, 950.
And by the way, just a note, we were looking up parking for the game tomorrow. If you're planning to head down there, within walking distance, between $50 and $120
yeah,
to
pack
park.
Your wallet.
A preseason game, mind you. So
it's the only one.
May want to figure that out a day ahead of time. That's all I'm saying.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.